personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Abra.
Hi, Abra.
I'm a recovering addict. Step 9 for me was really hard because I think, like most addicts, I didn't want to face any of the stuff that I had done. I hurt too many people. I was still a little bit ashamed of the things that I had done. And but as I really started working Step 9, I think I got really just into the rhythm of doing it. And you know, I said last week, I just jumped feet first into Step 8. So it took me a bit of time to really get into Step 9 and get working it. And like Robert said, you know, I've done this step over and over again in the last few years, and I thought I was pretty much done. And so when a couple of months ago, the last time we did Step 9, I prayed and I said, "Heavenly Father, I think I'm done. I don't have anybody else to do. I think I'm great. I can just skip right over this step. I think I'm really good." And boy, was I wrong. I just got this really strong feeling that I needed to do some reconciliation and repentance with my first husband, who was very abusive, and I just got up off my knees and I started crying, and my husband says, "You know, what's the matter?" And I said, "I don't want to do this. I don't know why Heavenly Father would have me do this. You know, after almost 20 years, I'm still just petrified." And I said, sometimes I think it's just my own fear. And I said, I don't know how to find Him. And I know what it says to do in this step, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to think about it. Why would I have to say sorry to Him? And I don't want to do it. So for like 2 weeks, I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. And every day when I prayed, I just got the same feeling. Heavenly Father kept telling me, you need to do it. I thought, I am not listening to you. This is my will today. I'm not listening. And as the weeks went on, I just kept getting every day when I prayed, you need to do this. And so I finally decided that I would do it the Lord's way and not my way. Which, of course, is what we learn in this program, right, that we have to do it the Lord's way. And I said, "Okay, Heavenly Father, I'm going to do it your way." So I sat with my husband and my current husband, and I wrote a letter to him and had no way of knowing where he was. He had gotten out of prison about, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that. And we wrote a letter. Well, I wrote it, and he sat there with me because I was a mess. And he says, "So what are you going to do with it?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it." And I realized that I had, you know, even though I was the one who was the abusee, I guess, I don't know how you call that, I was the one that was being abused, I still had to make peace with myself. And the only way I could do that was to write this letter to him and to get that out of me. And once I got it out on paper, I realized that that fear left, that fear that I had of him. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, it's amazing that right now I have no fear for the first time in 20 years. I have no fear of him in 20 years. And right then, my husband, who is much smarter than I am, he said, "Well, don't you think that's what Heavenly Father wanted you to do?" And I was like, "Oh, quit. You know, today I don't want you to be smarter than me. I just want you to just be quiet and let me talk just for one time." And I was so thankful, though, that my Heavenly Father made me learn that, because I realized that it is His will, and He understood that for me to really be free of those feelings that I had, I needed to get that out. I needed to, it was the one thing that I had never dealt with in my life. You know, I had gone to therapy and done all that, but I had never really got it out of me. I'd never, you know, and even though it was hard and it took me quite a while to do it, I think that it was something I needed to do. And, you know, so it's like it says in the step, you know, even though, you know, there are people that you feel like you can't face, you have to face them. You have to go on and do it and be prayerful about it. And the Lord will guide you and tell you what you need to do. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful to my Heavenly Father for showing me that it's okay to be scared, and it's, but He's going to be there with me, and He's going to love me the same either way. And I love this program. I'm so grateful to be here with you tonight. I'm so, so grateful to be in recovery, and I will leave that with you guys in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Abra.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.